It looks like Carroll County Circuit Clerk Ramona Wilson won't have to print new business cards.
That's wonderful to be able to leave it just as it is, to say Eastern District address and phone number, Western District address and phone number on it.
Ramona Wilson and her staff at both courthouses were elated to learn they won't have to consolidate their records or office personnel. That's because since the passage of Act 74 by the Arkansas General Assembly in 1883, Carroll County's operated two courthouses. The eastern one is currently in a cramped 1960s-era complex in Berryville, the other in a historic but not very ADA-compliant courthouse in downtown Eureka Springs. 10 other counties in the state operate this way, originally because of geographic barriers. Carroll County is divided by the Kings River, which is subject to flooding. Impossible to cross back in the day in a horse-drawn wagon. But earlier this year, Carroll County Circuit Judge Kent Crow ordered to consolidate the district, breaking the 127-year-old tradition, which he said was obsolete and unconstitutional. Ramona Wilson, along with Eureka Springs attorney Tim Parker, filed a petition with the Arkansas Supreme Court to block the ruling and won. Speaking from her Berryville office, Ramona Wilson says consolidation would have been a logistical nightmare.
We have no space over here to put any more file cabinets or staff, and the workload would have doubled, and I would have to have more staff to operate.
Because, she said, two sets of court records would have to somehow be combined, which could potentially lead, she said, to appeals of certain criminal cases. In the end, Wilson said, operating a second courthouse at Eureka Springs does not pose any financial burden.
It is not an albatross. It is self-sustaining. The income that is generated from the selling of the marriage licenses, from the rent for the city offices in the lower part of the building, for the lease agreement and the portion that we get of the fees for the parking lot around the courthouse, it more than pays for itself. It pays for the salaries, it pays for the upkeep, it pays for the operation of that courthouse. It does not cost Carroll County a dime.
Ongoing court business generates revenue at local restaurants and shops, Wilson said, and that the historic courthouse attracts lots of tourist attention. But after he took office as Carroll County Circuit Judge, Kent Crow started to dig. He found the original law dividing the county had been repealed by a 1987 Arkansas code enacted by the legislature, which got rid of obsolete laws in the state, and that Act 797 of 1997 further erased any boundary. So he ordered the circuit and county clerks to consolidate all open cases and files, hauling everything to Berryville, erasing any reference to an eastern and western district, effective June 1st. He said he was forward-thinking.
We're going to have to address those issues with regard to storage, with regard to adequate space for personnel. We have to address the issues of courthouse security. All of these concerns are going to mandate the taxpayers of the county to spend money to either rectify or to deal with.
But last March 26th, Tim Parker filed a state Supreme Court motion claiming that only the state legislative branch had authority to decide this thing, asking the court to enter a stay of Judge Crow's order and set it aside. If Act 74 is null, he said, the state's 10 other divided districts are also operating illegally. So on April 1st, the Supreme Court granted a temporary stay. Then, on October 7th, Arkansas Supreme Court Associate Justice Robert Brown, writing for the majority, said that Judge Crow's order was a, quote, demonstration of plain, manifest, clear, and gross abuse of discretion. Further, he wrote, circuit court judges are not granted the power to establish or dissolve judicial districts in Arkansas, agreeing that only the state legislature has the authority to do so. Carroll County Circuit Judge Kent Crow said he was disappointed but not surprised by the ruling, but now he's raising fresh concerns.
The law of 1883 did more than just create two judicial districts. It created the obligation of the county to maintain separate financial records for the Eastern and Western District.
Act 74 does state the financial affairs of each district shall be kept as separate and distinct, as though the two districts were separate and distinct counties, but that's not been the practice. The eastern side of the district, which has some manufacturing but is mostly agrarian, has lower property values compared to the western side with its expensive lakefront properties and prosperous tourist industry. So Judge Crow said a lawsuit could be brought against the county seeking its treasurer to divide the finances and determine how much revenue was raised in each district.
And then ensure that that money that was raised in each district was spent in that district. This creates something of an accounting nightmare.
Judge Crow concedes the matter of dual districts in Arkansas will have to ultimately be resolved by the state legislature. But when State Senator Randy Laverty, who represents Carroll County and had an interest in this case, was queried by phone for this story, he said he had no plans to pursue it during the next legislative session. The issue, however, is on the radar in other divided counties in the state, Judge Crow said, who, like Carroll County, are struggling to meet financial challenges.
We have a small county, approximately 26,000 people. We have a statute that was written in 1883, or an act. It was never codified and never became a statute. And we're mandated now to maintain two separate courthouses in some very difficult economic times. The population of the county will continue to grow. And as it continues to grow, the adequacy of the facilities is going to be questionable. And pursuant to the Supreme Court decision, we now have to maintain those two facilities.
Carroll County Quorum Court's also looking ahead. This year, they set aside $300,000, which they will do every year until it has enough money to build a new county courthouse in Berryville. And considering a new facility could cost up to $5 million in today's economy, no telling how long it will take before it's built. Reporting for Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.